CEO of Angry Birds and all the sort of preparations and things they would need to put that in place. You seem to sort of reference or put in to the resource cultural hooks.
Yeah, I think that was quite important too. I think, you know, there's a couple of did you know little asides that I think just these are as you say, these are the hooks that are going to really engage pupils. For example, you know, the idea that Rovio spent, I don't have the number to mind, but I think it was £100,000, maybe $150,000 to create Angry Birds. And in the first year, I think they made back some huge amount of money, tens of millions of dollars. These are the kind of things that will get students oohing and aahing. But also, you know, the concept of Angry Birds, what makes a great game there? You know, it could be little yellow and blue and red blobs flying over the screen, because it's just physics, it's just projectiles and physics. But the narrative behind it, it's these birds that are trying to get back at these horrible pigs that have pinched their eggs. You know, these are the kinds of hooks that really engage students. So get them thinking about what makes a good app, what makes a good game, what engages people.
And for me, what is really interesting about this resource, as someone who looks around at sort of different areas at ICT, at digital literacy, at computer science, is that you have got this thread of computational thinking that actually sort of pulls focus in and out of all these cultural reference. So behind it all, you've got, for me, it seems a very considered way forward with this resource, in the sense that you've got computational thinking about not only the code inside and the things you want to build, but also the iteration, the social iterations you might want to go through or to consider modelling for people, as in the case of Angry Birds. It's not just this is something that's out there and everyone can do. You have to consider, how do they put this together? You know, it might lead to a deeper learning issues about how do you make a spreadsheet? What do you do if you wanted to start a business up? What are the practicalities? These are iterative decisions that you have to make that are very similar to that of computer science.
Yeah, well absolutely. The strand of computational thinking runs throughout the resource, and this is, of course, you know, one of the main things we're trying to do. Whilst the resource is primarily intended to be used by students in Scotland and the UK, in Scotland it would be seen to support National 4, the new national qualification, perhaps National 5. It could also be used at the likes of Secondary 3 in Scotland, the 14 to 15-year-old age range. I see that's probably where it sits quite well, but it could equally be used as an introduction to computer science or an introduction to the wider social aspect of telecommunications and smartphones, really at any age and stage in the secondary curriculum.
And you do have some references, cross-curricular references as well, to other disciplines as well.
Yeah, interdisciplinary learning is a really important strand within the new Curriculum for Excellence in Scotland. And it's really trying to give some context to what students are learning and to bring it all together. So, for example, creating your own smartphone app, there are instructions in the tutor's notes on how tutors might go about perhaps even allowing students to market their own app, to get their own app onto an app store. Now, in truth, it might be that it's only their aunt and uncle, granny and granddad that actually end up buying it, but it's the idea that they will go through the entire, as you say, iterative process, this idea of abstraction and breaking down, thinking about a problem on multiple levels, divide and conquer, breaking it down into smaller steps, subdividing all the stages between different personnel, because there's a big emphasis on teamwork there. And this is, I guess, it's just the kind of rich task that lends itself really well to that approach that, as I say, is the cornerstone of Curriculum for Excellence.
And of course, it's going to be, it's a perfect resource to sort of segue into the English curriculum, which is sort of up in the air at the moment, and things are happening. But it seems to me that you have a multi-entry point here. As you say, you've got that last bit about marketing, but you could actually, you know, if you thought about it, introduce some kind of marketing policy and bring the art department in and build a project on the back of it, if you so wished, within different educational systems.